From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has given the Catalan regional government 8 days to clarify its intention to declare independence.
En el caso de que la respuesta sea
Mr. Rajoy said if Catalonia declared independence, regional President Carles Puigdemont will be asked to revoke it. Mr. Rajoy said he has a Monday deadline. If independence was declared, he'll have 3 more days to rescind it. Puigdemont Tuesday declared independence but suspended it pending talks with Madrid. The Speaker of the Catalan Parliament, Carme Forcadell, warned Madrid imposition of direct rule would create the opposite effect. She said you cannot use repression to stop a democratic process. The European Commission's Valdis Dombrovskis said the EU supports efforts to promote Spanish unity.
We trust that Spanish institutions, Prime Minister Rajoy, with whom President Juncker is in constant contact, and all political forces who are working towards a solution within the framework of Spanish constitution, and we are supporting the efforts to overcome division and fragmentation to ensure unity and respect of Spanish constitution.
Under that constitution, Spain can dismiss the Catalan government, impose direct rule, and call for new elections. The Electoral Commission in the Democratic Republic of Congo Wednesday said presidential election to replace Joseph Kabila cannot take place before 2019. The commission said it would need more than 500 days to organize the poll once voter registration is complete. Mr. Kabila, who's already served the constitutional limit of 2 terms, was supposed to be replaced in a November election, an agreement with the opposition set for an election in 2018. The opposition accuses Mr. Kabila, who took office in 2001, of clinging to power. This is VOA News. In Northern California, the death toll stands at 21 as firefighters faced with high winds and low humidity battle out-of-control fires that have destroyed homes and businesses. Hundreds are missing and unaccounted for. More than 20 blazes have scorched nearly 70,000 hectares across 9 counties since Sunday. Kevin De Leon is leader of the California State Senate.
This is absolutely devastating. It's heartbreaking. It is crushing. This looks like another planet when you see these homes that have been reduced to rubble, cars that are burned out. And my deep concern, obviously, is the continued forecast with the high winds that may whip up the fires.
The Sonoma County city of Santa Rosa was hardest hit, with blocks of neighborhoods virtually obliterated. President Donald Trump Wednesday said North Korea and its nuclear missile threat is a problem that has to be solved. The president acknowledged he has a different attitude on North Korea than others, but his is the one that matters.
But I think I might have a somewhat different attitude and a different way than other people. I think perhaps I feel stronger and tougher on that subject than other people. But I listen to everybody, and ultimately, I will do what's right for the United States and really what's right for the world.
In a later interview, the president said, "We can't let this go on." He also praised China for cutting banking ties with Pyongyang. Meanwhile, North Korea's foreign minister told Russia's state-run TASS news agency, Mr. Trump has lit the wick of war with North Korea. A UN human rights report accuses Myanmar security forces of brutally driving out more than 500,000 Rohingya Muslims from northern Rakhine State, destroying homes and crops to ensure they don't return. Thomas Huneke is a member of the UN Human Rights Office mission to Myanmar, also known as Burma.
The credible information we gathered indicates that the destruction of Rohingya villages in northern Rakhine States and other serious human rights violations committed in the aftermath of the 25 August attacks were executed in a well-organized, coordinated, and systematic manner.
The UN Security Council is set to be briefed by former UN Chief Kofi Annan later this week. In Syria, 3 suicide bombers blew themselves up near police headquarters in Damascus Wednesday, killing at least 2 others, the attack claimed by Islamic State. Meanwhile, a spokesman for the U.S. coalition said Islamic State defenders in the city of Raqqa are expected to fight to the death. Provisional election results in Liberia's election are expected Thursday, following Tuesday's election to succeed outgoing President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. Some 20 candidates are vying for the post. A runoff is expected November 7th. President Trump acknowledged Wednesday tough talks ahead on regional trade could fail. The U.S., Canada, Mexico holding a 4th round of negotiations on the 23-year-old North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.